Cyril, firstly, this must be a hugely proud moment for you.
It is proud, but it's proud and humbling as well when someone says we're going to commission a statue towards you three. It's very humbling and you're lost for words.
I mean, is it something that surprised you when it first cropped up?
Very much so. I mean, I don't think anybody walks around in life and say, well, I want a statue to me anywhere. But when it is proposed, and Jim Cadman having the vision and the forthrightness to propose it is absolutely fantastic.
And to be recognised alongside two of your former teammates, Brendan and Laurie, must be brilliant as well.
Great. Brendan and Laurie, sadly, he's passed away. But Brendan, a great player, a great person, working in diversity in football. But as well as that, it's a team game. With the likes of Big Ron being the manager, giving us the freedom to play and giving us the confidence to play, but also our teammates, which helped shape us, which helped us to go and play our best football. The likes of Tony Brown, Brian Robson, Len Cantello, you know, real Albion legends. So it was a pleasure to play with those guys.
And for the statue planned to be unveiled on the anniversary of Laurie's death, that's a really nice touch and a way for people to remember him.
Yeah, it's very poignant and it's very sad. I mean, 25 years of Laurie's death in 2014, and I think it's appropriate, and the timing as well, because he was in a lot of people's eyes the pioneer. Not only was he a graceful footballer, he scored some fantastic goals, and he was one of the first to play for England. So Laurie's is right at the forefront of breaking down all the barriers that we faced in the late 70s.
And that's what this statue is, also a celebration of breaking down those barriers. I mean, do you look back on that with pride now that you see what you managed to achieve?
Well, it's only in time you can look back, back at a time, you know. Big Ron wants your performance out of you. He's not thinking about what can be done afterwards. He wants a performance. And so back in the 70s, our focus was just to get out there, perform, to stay in the side and do something we love doing. It's only in the course of history we can look back and see that we inspired a second, third generation of black footballers.
I mean, how tough did it get back then? Did you ever consider packing it in?
Never at all. Not at all. As I said, I mean, the racism we faced, we used it as motivation. We used it as fuel to motivate ourselves to play better, get the 3 points, win the game, and beat their team.
And I guess your impact has helped the game come forward a long way, but do you think there is still elements of racism in the game today in this country?
Well, there's elements everywhere in life, period. I mean, racism has been there from the beginning of time, and there's legislation in place to quell all that, but it's down to people's hearts, and you can't control people's hearts. But the main thing, everybody's just got to do their part.
And I guess with the recent hearings and charges against people like Rio Ferdinand and John Terry for things in the last few weeks, I mean, does that highlight a few things rumbling as well?
Well, it just shows that it doesn't go away. The great thing is it's not coming from the fans and in terms of droves of 5, 6, 10,000 people, but it's very rare. But when it does come rare, you know, it hits the headlines. It is rare, so it's... But we've still got, you know, ways to go. And when racism lifts its ugly head, you know, we've got a stamp on it.
Are you going to be looking forward to taking part in any of the design of how it's all going to look or go?
No, Derek Gibson has got the design. It looks quite great at the moment. I'm looking forward to getting to London and seeing him, work. So it's a really exciting project and, very humbling and proud at the same time.
Brendan, firstly, this is a fantastic day for you and Cyril and Laurie's family and everyone connected with the club.
Yeah, as I said in there, it's quite surreal, really, and it is quite humbling to think that people think us worthy of having this sort of tribute. But at times, that is, you do think of Laurie, and it's scheduled for, I think, 2014, they said. 25 years of Laurie's death would be a real fitting tribute to Laurie. You know, outstanding player that he was, and it's good to see his family here as well.
What was your initial reaction when you found out that you'd be getting a statue?
Well, Cyril first rang me about it, and I said, well, you know, how's it going to be done? Who's going to organise it? And the more you think about it, I say it is quite special to think that people think it's something worthwhile to mark the contribution we made. We didn't think that we were doing anything other than being professional footballers at the time, and it's only after we retired that you suddenly realise the impact that we made. But yes, it's nice to think for people to think that it's something worthwhile.
How proud does it make you to know what you've done for the young black footballers over the last few decades?
Well, I'm not sure it's... I look back on it, and football has been my life, really, since I came to England as a nine-year-old, and I think it's something that I wanted to do when I realised I could make a career of it, and I'm glad that I've been part of this whole thing that is football, and it's such a huge thing now. And I think it's a tribute as well to the black players of my generation and those who came immediately after me, that we went through a lot and yet still managed to come out of it the other end in one piece and forge a career in the game. So, in general, I think it's just something that marks the turning of the sport in this country from the late 60s, early 70s.
How bad did it get back when you were a player? Did you ever get close to just packing it in?
No, that never crossed my mind. It wasn't pleasant, and I think one of the things that saddened me is that you just didn't see the black support, and you still don't see it today, to appreciate the black players that are currently in the game at the moment. I think because of all the hooliganism and racism combined in the 70s and 80s, just deterred black support to come out and really support black players as they made their way in football. So that, in a way, is a bit sad, but I think we should be grateful that the progress that's been made in tackling racism within the game, particularly the overt racism that we got from the terraces and the stands.
Are you looking forward to getting down when the statue's eventually made and checking out the likeness?
Well, I think I think they're going to do it big here, which I haven't got anymore, but it'll be something to maybe tell my grandchildren about, yeah.
Just finally, I know you've been involved a lot with racism campaigns and this kind of thing. I mean, how much of a problem do you think that it still is in the game?
In terms of the game, I mean, black players have been successfully integrated within the game for a long, long time now. I think when we look back and when we look at the moment, we see we've only got three black managers in the professional game from 92 clubs. And we see we don't have any real black presence in governing bodies and, you know, within county FAs and stuff like that. I think there's a long way to go yet, and that has to be addressed in the years to come.
And I mean, it's even amongst the highest profile players in the country. Rio Ferdinand has to respond to a case of comments that he made on Twitter, and then John Terry's appealing a charge of words that he used on the field. I mean, what are your views on these two things?
Well, I think part of that shows how much how seriously the football authorities take these issues. So I think we should recognise that this journey has been a long one on the way, and I think maybe in years gone by nothing would have happened. So it shows people are much more aware of the issues within the game, particularly surrounding racism. And you know, not just in these shores, but also UEFA and FIFA, they've still got to do a lot more, but they are addressing it as well. So, you know, I think we should be proud in this country of what's been done since 93 when Kick It Out started, with Herman Ousley, Lord Ousley now. And, you know, but we shouldn't be complacent because there's still a long way to go.
Does it sadden you to see people like Rio Ferdinand getting involved in this?
Well, I can't really comment on that. I mean, it's one of those, I mean, when we talk about Twitter, I mean, players have got to realise that this is another medium, and whatever they say on Twitter, if they're not careful and look to be responsible in what they say, can get them into trouble. The same way if they went on newsprint or on television and made comments that could bring the game into disrepute. So players have got to be much more aware of what damage Twitter can do to their careers if they're not careful.
Ron, how proud are you when you see three of your former players being recognised like this?
When you say proud, I think it's something. I think it's a great tribute to them, and it's one they thoroughly deserve. It's a unique sort of thing, and I actually think the more I thought about it, I mean, a lot of clubs put statues of players outside the ground. I think this is a bit more than this. And I think the very fact it's going to be in the heart of the West Bromwich shopping centre is probably the best idea. I think it's a great situation.
How aware were you of what they had to deal with from opposition fans, you know, during the 70s?
Not over much, actually, because, you know, we were... We were such a good team that very often we'd go there and people would start getting a bit of stick, and all of a sudden they'd start performing, and I think they won a lot of fans over with the way they conducted themselves on the field, and you know, I think there was a genuine appreciation for that.
How good were they to work with as players?
Terrific. No, they were great lads. You know, I mean, they were I would say they were fabulous footballers, and if you like, even better people. They were terrific people, and but we didn't have this. We didn't think about this, if you like, the black white thing at all, anything like that. They were just great lads, sort of part and parcel of the team, and super footballers to watch.
And particularly fitting to give someone like Laurie Cunningham the chance to be, you know, almost immortalised here in West Bromwich.
Yeah, Laurie was a super player. For a spell, for one season, I think I've always said the best player I've ever worked with was Brian Robson, but certainly for a spell in that season, he would run him close, Laurie, on his last season at West Brom. He was a super player, and I actually brought him back to Manchester United for a short spell, and he should really play in the cup final, but he was injured.